And now this is a dictation for Sharon Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, September 361, addresses a letter to Terry Ball, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, a follow-up for Mrs. Powell, chronic kidney disease, polycystic kidneys, hypertension, last visit in August. She retired, right now kind of feeling bored from lack of activity, chronic headaches with negative prior MRI of the brain for vascular abnormalities, weight is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no increased abdominal girth, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no gout, no skin rash. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice the Norvas, Metoprolol, Losartan, otherwise diabetes, cholesterol management, blood pressure 132/86, alert oriented strength 3, no respiratory distress, weight 253. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.8, is stable for the last 5 years. Present GFR will be 29, stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. There is protein in the urine at 117 milligrams per gram, still considered microalbuminuria. Previously normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 4. Next number, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. Next number, hypertension. Next number, diabetes. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, chronic headaches, negative MRI for aneurysm of the brain, next number obesity, next paragraph, continue chemistry in a regular basis, discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure, but is not progressing, does not require dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents, continue physical activity, weight reductions, salt restriction, protein restriction, continue aggressive diabetes cholesterol management, end of dictation.